It's Wednesday, and on Wednesday we love talking technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. Happy New Year to you, mate.
Happy New Year to you and your listeners. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure. And today we're going to be talking about, well, you know what, every house has got to have at least one, but sometimes you'll be able to see through them in the future. Translucent televisions?
Look, this is amazing. And I guess if you've got a view in your home that you would hate to block with a television, especially one that is just a big black rectangle, then what about a TV that could disappear? Where if you're not watching TV, it's just a pane of glass, but then when you turn the TV on, suddenly your picture appears. I mean, that's really what we're talking about.
That is absolutely incredible. So as an example, you got yourself a big, one of those huge windows, as a lot of homes do these days, and instead of having the TV in front of, well, the TV will still be in front of it, but when it's not working, you'll be able to see straight through it.
Absolutely. So it will look like a complete pane of glass. What LG has been talking about this week is effectively having a 55-inch TV in the top half, and then the bottom half, another 55-inch TV at the base, which you could actually use to either display artwork or the weather or even just information about the content that you're watching on the TV above it. So it's almost two screens stacked on top of each other, but they're both crystal clear, so when it's off, it all just vanishes again.
Jeff, in the simplest possible way, how does technology like that even work?
Look, if I could explain it, I would probably try it. Essentially, it's magic. I've seen transparent screens before, and I've seen them in commercial displays a couple of years ago. This isn't terribly new technology, but we're seeing it adapted now for consumer use. And I think that's where the price point change will be for most people, is that in the past, if you wanted something like this, you needed to get a very small display case. Maybe you'll put a product in the middle and you'll have this advertisement running over the transparent screen. But now this possibility of having, I think, a five-figure TV in your window is going to be a reality.
Have you seen one of these operating? Because in my mind, all I'm thinking about is what happens if the sun is trying, you know, is coming down behind that? Surely that amount of light would be affecting it.
I completely agree, and it's been something that LG has been quite smart in how they're demonstrating this product. What they've done to demonstrate it is actually have it in front of a wall, and they place artwork behind it to almost suggest that you could have artwork hanging on your wall with your TV suspended in front of it, whereas I think the real use case for a transparent TV is actually replacing glass that you would have normally to block your view. So I think LG is probably playing that answer for you already, that in direct sunlight, it may struggle.
My expectation would be the way we're moving forward is similar to what Ray Bradbury had written about in Fahrenheit 451, is that the television becomes the wall. It's the window when you need it to be a window, and then it's a television when you need it to watch things.
Spot on. I mean, that would be the dream. I mean, I don't have the home that has that amazing view that I need to worry about blocking, but I figured that if I could afford that kind of home, I'd probably be able to afford this kind of TV. So you need one before you can do the other.
Just help us out here. Of course, we're on radio. This is one of the very first mediums for mass media and getting in contact with the people. Could we have transparent radios? Is that a possibility?
Yeah.
What's the point? What's the point, he says?
I'm trying to work that question out. I'm just going to say, yes, of course. I mean, why not?
We're just trying to keep up with the times. We don't have a lot of new stuff that happens in radio, you know.
Why would you change something that's working so well?
Well said.
I love radio.
Well, exactly, well said. And, of course, Jeff will be joining us next week to talk some more technology on the radio here in the Upper Hunter. Thank you, mate.
Thanks for having me.